It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Thank you for joining me for another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR, broadcasting throughout the New York, New Jersey metro area and throughout America and throughout the world on the extremely powerful iHeart Radio Network. I open by saying thank you to the loyal following of Mind Your Business. We've been broadcasting since 2015 over at 77 WABC. And I say welcome aboard to the new listenership on our new home, 710 WOR. And the iHeart Radio Network. Mind Your Business, presented by Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, is now upgraded with new content, new distribution, new positioning on a very robust new platform. The weekly Mind Your Business radio show features interviews with Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus such as Beth Comstock, former vice chair and CMO at GE, John Sculley, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Michael McIntyre, director of business and government banking at Investors Bank, Dr. Adrian Boise, the Chief Experience Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, among many others. Joe Hart, President and CEO of Dale Carnegie, among hundreds of interviews, I believe over 450 interviews. They're all available by visiting mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And a special mention, all of the video episodes are up on our YouTube channel. If you subscribe, you will automatically be notified. Our YouTube channel is 710 WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube. Subscribe today. The Mind Your Business radio show covers virtually every type of profession and business category, including sales, the customer experience, emerging technologies, leadership, strategic planning. My guest can talk about all those. But just hold on for a minute before I introduce him. He's an amazing guest, and I always love having him on. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, before we get to tonight's special guest, I open with some thank yous. Special thank you to the Bottom Line Marketing Group team who assists me in making the show so special, in particular Srili, Michal, Brocha, Matt, Miriam, Avigail Malki. Yep, takes a lot to put together such a show. Also to Darren, and the programming team at 710 WOR and iHeartRadio. I want to thank Zev Brenner for promoting the show, the veteran radio personality who precedes me here on 710 WOR. And a special thank you to all those who stopped me anywhere. Really, anywhere and everywhere. In particular, I want to give a shout out to Dr. Harvey Babish. Thank you, Doctor. And to Tommy Markowitz, among the many others. I really, Penny Stroh, right? BLMG, Bottom Line Machgel. Thank you. Finally, I'd like to thank and recognize the many channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Lakewood Scoop, which features the daily business class clips. You could visit them on Instagram. Nucky Radio, that's another channel where you could hear our show every single week. The Jewish Home, which features a print summary of selected Mind Your Business shows in a Q&A format. And of course, we're on all the leading podcasting channels. And the easiest way to access every single show, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, my very special guest who I absolutely love having on, Norm Trainer, the founder and CEO of the Covenant Group. Norm has trained tens of thousands of people over the years. He is an individual that is very bright and has a tremendous deep wellspring of knowledge in many areas. And tonight's show is all around conversational selling. In fact, the title of tonight's show, Conversational Selling, Where Relationships Matter, So Too Do Conversations. First, I open by saying, hello, hello, Norm. How are you today?
I'm well. It's great to be with you as always, Yitzhak. Thank you.
Amazing, amazing. So I'm going to open up. Conversational selling, intriguing. Can you share with our audience, what do you mean by conversational selling?
Where relationships matter, so too do conversations. Conversational selling addresses how you have meaningful conversations that lead to a positive outcome for everyone. High-performing salespeople recognize that in every sales interaction, there are three conversations. The first is me to me. The second is me to you. And the third is you to you. High-performing salespeople recognize that it all starts with mindset. One of the interesting aspects of our work, literally with thousands of high-performing salespeople, is that high-performing salespeople are driven to make a difference. Money is a measure of their success. They are focused on the other person, what is meaningful to them. In the me to you conversation, they communicate that intent. They make it about the other person. They recognize that people buy products or services, they buy an experience, not products or services.
Okay.
And they're there to find out what's important to that other person. And that really comes back to the you to you conversation. They start with what's important to that individual, their needs, their wants, their values. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
One of the ways in which we met was through originally David Simkowitz, one of the top financial advisors in the tri-state area, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey. David is a master of the conversational environment. David works with some of the wealthiest individuals and families in the tri-state area. When David goes to meet a prospective client, he focuses on what's important to them. He engages in a conversation to learn about their needs, their wants, their values. David's told me that sometimes they schedule an hour-long conversation and they end up in a 3 to 4 hour dialogue because they both become so engaged. And then David does something very interesting. At the end of that conversation, he says, if you're like most of the successful people with whom we work, and I believe you are, before you make an important decision, you seek out the advice or counsel of others. Is that a fair statement? And generally speaking, the other person nods. And David says, would you mind my asking, who are those people? Would you mind if I went and met with those people? Because what they will provide is perspective on your perspective. They will help us make a more informed decision about what is in your best interest. Does that seem reasonable? High performers always ask checking questions. They always ask affirming questions to ensure that the other person is engaged. But typically, the prospective client will say, of course. And then David will go to meet those other people to whom they turn for advice or counsel. And when he goes, he is there to be learning and to be informed, and where appropriate, to inform and counsel. It is an interactive, collaborative decision. David recognizes that when people make decisions, they are most comfortable with their conclusions, not ours. And so he draws out the conclusions of those other professionals. And when he goes back with his solution, it is collaborative. He has drawn upon the expertise and the counsel of those other people who serve that important individual. Now, what's interesting about that is I was in a conversation with one of our clients who is the CEO of a multi-billion dollar business. We work with some of the wealthiest family-owned businesses in North America. And the CEO of this business said to me, Norm, the problem with most of my advisors is that they see our business and our family through the lens of how they make money. And what I'd like them to do is to look at the totality of our situation. See, one of the challenges is you have to differentiate between two voices that the client hears. The first is a vendor voice. You're trying to sell them something. The second is an advisor voice. You're providing advice or counsel. They will make their own determination. David Simkowitz speaks in an advisor voice. That's what differentiates.
We're speaking with Norm Trainer, the founder and CEO of the Covenant Group. Norm, there are many different types of training programs out there, different approaches to selling. How does conversational selling differ from the other approaches?
Well, there are many great sales training programs out there, and certainly I've benefited from a significant number of them. When you ask a high performer what makes them successful, they will readily tell you. When you observe what makes them successful, a high-performing salesperson in particular, it is not what they tell you. Most high-performing salespeople tend to focus on their sales skills, their product technical knowledge, their expertise in a chosen area, the quality of their network. All of those things are important, Yitzhak. That is not what differentiates them. The single most important differentiator between high performers and average producers is the time frame or time span within which they plan and work. In other words, high performers plan their work and work their plan very differently. That relates to the longest task in which they're involved and the way in which they manage short, complex tasks. Now, one of the things that high performers recognize is that they're playing a long game. They're building a business. And that the most important form of marketing or building your brand is word of mouth. That's how we met.
That's right.
So they recognize that they're building relationships for life. That's number one. But the second thing is that high-performing salespeople understand that you have to manage the before, the during, and the after of a sales interaction. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
One of our clients, his name is Darcy McConvey, is one of the top real estate investment advisors in North America. And Darcy's actually in the same Business Builder Playbook program in which you're involved.
Yep.
And in that program, it expands a year. And every month we have an educational workshop. And in each of those workshops, we focus on one to three takeaways. And about 6 months ago, the takeaway in the workshop that you were at and Darcy was at was the importance of your top 20 relationships.
Yeah.
In selling, generally speaking, what we find is salespeople have 20 relationships that if they manage them well, will drive 40 to 80% of their sales in the next 3 to 12 months. So we did a workshop on the top 20. And that afternoon, I got a text from Darcy saying, "Norm, by the end of the year, I'm going to be on your top 20 relationships list." And I laughed at that. And in fact, Darcy now is on my top 20 relationships list. He's introduced a number of clients. Now, one of the things we know about selling is when you know how to open, you don't have to close. So it was interesting what happened when Darcy made made those introductions. And I'll give you a specific example.
Yes.
This week, I got an introduction, an email introduction from Darcy to a good friend of his who's a very successful financial advisor. And in the body of the email, Darcy said to his friend, "Don't be surprised if in the first 15 minutes of talking to Norm, you sign up to work with him." So Darcy's already planting the seed. So when people make decisions, they triangulate. They look for three or more sources to validate whether or not they should move forward. Typically, the first source is the opinion or what other people say. Best form of marketing is word of mouth. So Darcy's introduction speaks volumes to the people to whom we are introduced.
Right.
But the second form of triangulation today typically is people go to the internet.
Yeah.
And they Google you. And as you know, when people Google you, typically the first thing that comes up is your LinkedIn profile. And so people read your LinkedIn profile. Now, most people, when they write their LinkedIn profile, they do it as if it's a resume.
Right.
I did this, I did that, these are my accomplishments. When people read your LinkedIn profile, they don't want to know how great you are. They want to know how great you will make them.
True.
I learned that from Dr. Deborah Jasper, who is one of the foremost authorities on communication. You know Deborah and the power of what she does.
Yep.
In conversation with Deborah, one of the things that she highlighted for me is in conversations, words matter. In communication, words matter. So you always start out with the benefit to the client. And you do that in every form of communication, your website, your social media presence, the way you articulate what you do to people that matter. So the second form of triangulation is how you manage your presence on the internet, your website, social media. But the third form of triangulation is when people first meet you. And that's the next area we're going to drill down into.
My guest is Norm Trainer, the founder and CEO of The Covenant Group, tonight's show presented by The Covenant Group. Norm, before I go to commercial break, how can people find out more about your great program? By the way, full disclosure, I am part of The Covenant Group. What a great program it is. How can people find out more information?
Thank you for asking. Our website is covenantgroup.com. We also have another website, mybusinessbuilderacademy.com. And on that website are case studies, videos, and one of my books, The Business Builder. You can download for free a digital copy of that book. You can also reach us on our North America-wide toll-free number, 1-877-903-3878. Our community manager is John Donnelly. John's email is john@covenantgroup.com. If you have questions or are interested, John can direct you to the right person.
Fantastic. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Trainer.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times in the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 710 WOR and throughout North America and throughout the world on the iHeart Radio Network. My guest this evening is Norm Trainer of the Covenant Group. Norm, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. Now, Norm, question. Before we even get to conversational selling, before the break, you mentioned that on one of the sites that you listed, you have a free download of one of your books. How many books have you written, or have you lost count already?
No, I've actually written or co-authored 7 books, and we're currently with Dr. Keita Deming, one of my colleagues, writing another book, which will be published in the next 3 to 4 months. So thank you for asking.
Of course. Well, let's go back to conversational selling. Tonight's topic is conversational selling, where relationships matter, so too do conversations. So can you describe in more detail how conversational selling leads to more sales? I mean, let's face it, at the end of the day, it's all about making the sale. So conversational selling, it sounds great, it sounds intriguing, but how does it lead to more sales?
It's a great question. One of our guidelines in working with salespeople is, when you know how to open, you don't have to close. There are 2 principles of influence. The first is focus on the other person. Make them the center of the experience. And the second is, you earn the right to proceed. Buying is a series of micro decisions. And how you manage each of those conversations or decision points is critical to a successful outcome. So let me give you an example, Yitzhak. One of the advisors whom I've coached for a number of years is Dean Harder. Dean Harder is a leading advisor in the Midwest. Dean's 54 years of age, and his passion is working with people 5 to 15 years from retirement to help them retire financially secure. There are 3 things that you have to get right in your business. Who's the right client? What is the right value proposition? The clarity of your value proposition drives everything. And what is the right exchange of value? What does the client receive, and what do you derive in return? So for Dean, the right client is probably 45 to 60, successful executive, earning a significant income, who wants to retire someday. The right value proposition is helping them retire financially secure and with complete peace of mind. When Dean meets someone who fits his ideal client profile and they're involved in a conversation, typically what will happen if they're meeting for the first time is that other person will say to Dean, "Dean, what do you do?" Now, most salespeople, when asked that question, most advisors, most professionals describe their solution. I'm a financial advisor, I'm a lawyer, I'm an accountant, I'm a consultant, I'm a real estate agent. People aren't interested in that. That's not what differentiates you. When Dean is asked that question, right, he responds very differently. Dean says to that the other person, "Thank you for asking. Before I answer that question, would you mind if I asked you a question?" Now, the universal people frequency is the other person. When you say that to someone, generally speaking, they're more than glad to respond, right, because they'd much rather talk about themselves than listen to the other person. So generally speaking, the other person will say, "Sure." And Dean says, "Do you plan to retire someday?" Now, people answer in 1 of 3 ways. The first is, "Yeah, I can't wait." The second is, "No, that's me. They're going to carry me out with my boots still on." And the third is, "I don't know." And if people say, "I don't know," it usually means they don't know whether they can afford to retire or not. Mm-hmm. But let's say that that person says to Dean, "Yes, yeah, I plan to retire." Yeah. Dean will say to them, "Well, tell me, what's your retirement dream look like?" And he'll ask a series of questions to find out what their aspirations are. What is their retirement dream? That conversation can go on for 2 minutes or 20 to 30 minutes.
Right.
And then generally what happens is the other person says, "So Dean, tell me, what is it you do?" And again, Dean says, "Thank you for asking. I love helping people. I love helping people like yourself, 5 to 15 years from retirement, move from the majority to the minority." You see, most people don't fully understand how everything has to come together perfectly so they can live their retirement dream. And if it doesn't come together perfectly, they're going to be disappointed. I would love to have coffee with you and show you how this works. Now, 9 to 10 times out of 10, the other person says, "Love to do that." And 8 to 10 times out of 10, they become a client. When you know how to open, you don't have to close.
Now, Norm,
that made you guys good job?
Yeah, it was amazing. But, you know, you're always so gracious in complimenting others. Tell us, because I know from our past conversations, you even discussed one time how when you're on an airplane, we don't travel that much these days, but when you're on a plane and they say, you know, Mr. Trainer, okay, what do you do? How do you answer that question?
You know, I prior to the pandemic, I was on 80 to 120 flights a year because we work all over North America and internationally.
Right.
And when I got on a plane, typically the last thing I wanted to do was engage in a conversation with the person next to me. Not because I'm not relational, it's that I'm either going to a meeting or coming back from a meeting. So I either want to prepare or I want to kind of summarize my thoughts and notes and decompress. But I always greet the person beside me. And if they engage, I too will engage. And generally speaking, when we first have a conversation, it's small talk. And invariably, the other person will turn to me and say, Norm, what do you do? And I always respond the same way. I say, thank you for asking. Before I answer that question, what do you do? I've never had someone say, Norm, I asked you first. Because again, the universal people frequency is the other person. So they're more than glad to talk about themselves. And again, sometimes those conversations, they can talk for 25, 30, 40 minutes because I will ask follow-up questions. And what I'm really interested in is what's important to this individual. Now, if they are someone who fits our ideal client, they're an entrepreneur, they're an executive, they're in a sector or industry where we're quite involved, when they turn back to me and say, now, Norm, what do you do? I respond in this way. Thank you for asking. Helping our clients thrive is at the center of everything we do at the Covenant Group. We help our clients design the business that is right for them so they can leverage systems, processes, and approaches that drive revenue and meaningful results. Whether our clients are a business of one or of many, we focus on what matters so they can attain what matters: a successful and thriving business, a powerful legacy, fulfillment for themselves and the people around them. And without exception, people will say to me, how do you do that? When you know how to open, you don't have to close.
It's great. That is just great. My guest is Norm Trainer of the Covenant Group. You're tuned to a really great edition of Mind Your Business here on 710 WOR and on the iHeartRadio Network. I want to remind all the listeners, tonight's show will be up as a featured episode on our YouTube channel. And if you want to be notified for every single time an episode goes up, subscribe. It costs nothing. On YouTube, 710 WOR, Mind Your Business on YouTube, and hit subscribe, and you'll automatically be notified every single time an episode goes up. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. Oh, when do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at brandspaycheck.com. That's brandspaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Isaac Saftis right here on 710 WOR. And my guest is Norm Trainer, the founder and CEO of the Covenant Group. And we're talking about conversational selling. In fact, tonight's topic is conversational selling, where relationships matter, so too do conversations. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, the entire episode is up on the platform that hosts every past show that we've had on Mind Your Business, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And a reminder, on our YouTube channel, if you subscribe, you will automatically be notified every single time an episode goes up. On YouTube, our channel is 710WOR Mind Your Business. Again, 710WOR Mind Your Business on YouTube. Click subscribe and you'll be notified every time a new episode goes up. Norm, before the break, not only before the break, I believe you mentioned it during this show and in previous shows, you've always discussed how buying is a series of micro decisions. Can you please explain and build that out for the listeners?
Very much so. When we make a buying decision, there are a series of conversations that go on. And each conversation or each buying decision is a point in time. And how you manage each of those transitions, the micro decisions that people make, is fundamental to your success. I mentioned earlier that one of the differentiations between high-performing salespeople and average producers is that high performers manage the before, the during, and the after. One of the examples of that is the way in which you manage triangulation. You manage the before conversation. And I touched on earlier Darcy McConvey, that Darcy's become a great center of influence. He's become a key influencer. The conversations that that Darcy has with people who fit our ideal client profile and whom he wants to introduce are critical to moving the buying decision forward. So generally speaking, when I have an initial conversation with a prospective client, they've already been in a conversation with someone who they know and respect. And that person has spoken highly of the experience they have with us. Now, one of the things we know about human behavior is people treat facts as factors and make decisions based on feelings. All decisions are emotionally based. And we also know that human beings are rationalizing rather than rational. In other words, we are judgmental. We make a judgment about people. And we do so typically in the first few minutes of meeting them. Sometimes those judgments are based on superficial criteria, the way someone dresses, their way of interacting, how they speak. So one of the things that's really important is to manage that initial interaction. When you triangulate in a positive manner, when someone like Darcy speaks highly of us, when they go to our LinkedIn profile and they say that speaks exactly to me, people come into that initial meeting with a very positive mind frame or mindset. And since they are rationalizing rather than rational, they're looking for qualities or attributes or things in the conversation that reinforce their already positive frame. So typically, with the people with whom we work, when they come to us, we have a 30-minute initial conversation. And generally speaking, my experience is, Yitzhak, that in 17 to 30 minutes, in a conversation that I have with a prospective client who's been introduced by someone like you or someone like Darcy, they make a decision that can be a five-figure or six-figure decision. And they make that decision because they've already come with a positive viewpoint. So if you manage your client attraction conversation well, if you know how to open, you don't have to close. Now, that's the first in a series of conversations that follow conversations that happen before we even meet. Once you've had that conversation and focused on them, the purpose of that client attraction conversation is to earn the right to proceed. Two key elements in influence or selling: focus on the other person, make them the center of the experience, and earn the right to proceed. So generally speaking, when I'm introduced to someone and we set up that first 30-minute call, I call my nominator to find out about that other person. I will Google that other person to find out about them. There are four things that more than anything else make a difference when you first meet someone. What you know about them, the questions you ask, the stories you tell, and what you create together. So generally speaking, when someone comes on for a call, the first question I ask is, what would make this call valuable for you? And they usually tell me what will make it meaningful and that they're here to make a decision about whether they want coaching, they want to work with us. Mm-hmm. And that informs the discussion. But before I start describing what we do, the next thing I ask them is, would you take 5 to 10 minutes or whatever time you feel appropriate and tell me your story? And you could start anywhere. I'm really interested in learning more about you. Does that seem reasonable? And then people will go into it. And throughout that, I will take notes. And then when it comes back, what I'm looking to do is identify how we can help them achieve what's important to them. Now, after I find out their background, I'll then ask them, that's really helpful in terms of where you've been. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, where are you going? What's important to you? What do you want to achieve over the next 1, 5, 10 years or more? Those conversations, typically in a 30-minute conversation, my part is the last 3 minutes to describe what we do. That's what conversational selling is all about. You focus on the other person and you earn the right to proceed. Now, it doesn't just end there. The client attraction conversation will usually lead to a deeper discovery,
right,
to presenting and obtaining commitment, to implementing and to follow up. So there are these series of conversations. And interestingly enough, one of the most important conversations is those or that one or ones you have after you make the sale. What's interesting about attracting the right clients is that often we think that the best way to attract the right clients is to focus on marketing, building our brand, and that is important. But where you start is with service. The clarity of your value proposition drives everything. And to the degree that people identify with what you do, they understand that you help them achieve what is important to them, what is aspirational. That's the key trigger to move forward and become a client. So when you integrate marketing, sales, and service, when you focus on the value you're going to bring to people or to clients, that makes all the difference. And that's the next subject we're going to touch on.
So, you know, conversational selling, you touched on this, but maybe you could even just still explain it further. How does it help attract and solidify the right prospect and turn them into a client?
In a business, we create sustainability through attracting and retaining the right clients. The most important measure of the success of a business appears nowhere on the balance sheet, income statement, or cash flow statement. The most important measure of business success is client capital. Client capital is the sum of three elements. The first is the depth of relationship, the most important measure of which is the number of products and services people buy from you, or the degree to which they turn to you for advice or counsel in myriad areas of their lives. The second element is the breadth of relationship, the extent to which clients willingly introduce, recommend, and refer you. They become your advocates or your evangelists. And the third is the degree of engagement. One of the measures we use in business is client satisfaction. The challenge with that, although it is very important, is that satisfaction is ephemeral. It can wax and wane. Client engagement is the key measure. When your clients are engaged with you, they know you're committed to their success. As a consequence, they're committed to your success. That's why Darcy sent me that text saying, I'm going to be on your top 20 relationships list before the end of the year. So the way we manage those three aspects of client capital determine the degree of loyalty or attachment that clients have, the depth of relationship, the breadth of relationship, and the degree of engagement. And since the best form of marketing is word of mouth, when you do a good job of serving your clients, that will radiate. That becomes the most powerful form of marketing that you can put out there or convey.
My guest is Norm Trainer of the founder and CEO of the Covenant Group. Norm, before we go to a commercial break, how can people find out more about your great program?
Our website is www.covenantgroup.com. We also have another website, www.mybusinessbuilderacademy.com. It has case studies, videos. You can download one of my books, The Business Builder, free, a digital copy. You can also reach us through our North America-wide toll-free number, 1-877-903-3878. Our community manager is John Donnelly. His email is john@covenantgroup.com. If you email John, John will direct you to the appropriate resource, or one of his team members will direct you.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGN UP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. These free 1 minute or shorter business class video clips cover building trust, finance, leadership, marketing, branding, goal setting, among many other primary business topics. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGN UP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Again, text SIGN UP on WhatsApp to 718-594-6519 or follow at Business Class Clips on Instagram to receive your free business class every day from celebrity business leaders. Business Class on Instagram or WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
To be successful, you need to understand what you do best and do more of it.
One of the gifts I believe that we have as entrepreneurs is to be blue sky visionaries, come up with amazing ideas, yet you're only as good as your execution. I've always had coaches my entire life. Once I got into business, coaching for me was a natural must-have. What I found in the past was most coaching programs were more focused around me earning a certain amount of income or taking a certain amount of time off versus me building a business that has value far beyond me. As soon as I engaged the Covenant Group, I could distinctly see that difference.
Working with the Covenant Group, I've gotten away from being controlling about so many of the facets of our business. It has given the people that are in my organization freedom to be creative, freedom to actually develop better ways to do things. I need a coach to help evaluate those things I'm blind to. If you have a blind spot, you don't see it. Without the coach, the process in and of itself is powerful. But the coach makes it work for a guy like me, and I think, frankly, for most people.
One of the greatest benefits of working with the Covenant Group is helping to identify what is it I do best.
My name is Keith Deming.
I'm Norm Trainer.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Yeah, that's the new jingle here on Mind Your Business, because now we're on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network. My guest this evening is Norm Trainer of the Covenant Group, and tonight's subject is conversational selling, where relationships matter, so too do conversations. Norm, you shared with us that your organization, the Covenant Group, the mission is to help its clients achieve peak performance as they define it. How does conversational selling fit within your business definition?
Thank you for asking.
Yes.
One of our mantras is the narrower your focus, the bigger your opportunity. At the Covenant Group, as I mentioned, helping our clients thrive is at the center of everything we do. We work with you to design the business that is right for you, so you can leverage systems, processes, and approaches that drive revenue and meaningful results. Now, meaningful results mean different things for different people. Our target market typically is those people who are in an advisory role. Financial advisors, lawyers, accountants, consultants, real estate professionals, people in technology, anyone where relationships matter, so too do conversations. And when we work with clients, we too are involved in conversations. Generally speaking, when we work with people, they want one or more of four outcomes. The first is they want to build a successful business, generate more revenue, make more money. But often, as I said earlier, the underlying passion or drive is to make a difference. The second is they want to have more quality time. They want to work at the highest level of their capability. They want to optimize, to only do what only they can do. The third is they want to have more fun in their work. Many successful people are adrenaline junkies. They have cortisol or adrenaline flowing through their veins.
Tell me about it.
They act as if they're in survival mode. And that's not the most productive way to operate.
Yeah.
We have to move from surviving to thriving. And the fourth is they want to achieve financial security and independence for themselves and for the people that are important to them and for their clients. So I mentioned earlier that one of the advisors with whom we work is Dean Harder. And Dean's a classic example of these four. When we started working with Dean, he was 48 years of age. Dean was already successful. Our clients are already successful. Like most high performers, they just want to get better. And for Dean, it wasn't so much about making more money because he wanted to improve his lifestyle necessarily. More money enabled he and his wife, Jackie, to make more of a difference. They are generous of spirit. They give to many causes, and he wanted to make more money so he could make a bigger difference. What was really important to him, though, was time. Both he and Jackie love the sun. They live in the Midwest. Today, Dean and Jackie are in Florida. Dean redesigned his business to make it meaningful for their life. He has worked remotely now for years. When the pandemic hit last year, he did not miss a beat. His business, in fact, last year was up over 30%.
Wow.
He has designed his business to work from Florida or from Indiana without interruption. So a key part of our work is designing the business with you that is right for you. and then putting in place systems, processes, and approaches that drive revenue and meaningful results. Now, let me give you another example. One of the advisors whom I've had the privilege of coaching for a number of years is Vince DiDonna. Vince is one of the leading planning and life insurance and financial advisors in the U.S. Vince, in fact, is in the Hall of Fame, the Estate Planning Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Vince has designed his business to work with other collateral professionals, particularly financial advisors. 80 to 90% of the business that Vince does in any given year is collaborations with other advisors. What Vince has mastered is conversations at a number of levels. For example, how the advisors with whom he works co-productively communicate the value that Vince brings.
Right.
Vince works with high net worth and ultra high net worth clients. Vince is one of the most successful life insurance advisors in the US. He has placed over $2 billion of permanent life insurance.
Wow.
The people that he works with, his clients, don't need life insurance in the traditional sense. They don't need it because if they die, their families will be financially destitute. Life insurance serves a different purpose. It assures that protection and transition of wealth multi-generationally. And Vince is the master of that conversation. Vince is able to work, as we touched on earlier, with a number of people with whom he has conversations to bring about a meaningful outcome for high net worth and ultra high net worth individuals and families. Mastering the conversational environment starts with having a clear vision of what it is you want to achieve, how you want to make a difference. It addresses three key questions. Who is the right client? What is the right value proposition? The clarity of your value proposition drives everything. And what is the right exchange of value? High-performing salespeople always start from the outside in. What is the benefit to the client? And then, how do I get paid as a fair exchange of value?
Right.
For Vince DiDonna, Dean Harder, David Simkowitz, these great advisors, the measure of success is the meaning that they derive from their work. Their clients don't judge their value based on price. It is the value they bring in helping clients achieve what's important in their lives.
Norm, as we wrap up the show, we have a new feature here now that we moved on to a brand new station with new reach, and that is we ask our guests to share something in 60 seconds or less that are related to their initials. So, of course, you are N for Norm, T for Trainer. You could pick either an N or a T, something, a great takeaway based on any of your initials.
Well, let's go back to where we started, that the best form of marketing is word of mouth.
Right.
And the conversations that matter most are the ones that occur before you actually engage in a conversation with
right.
regard to the value you bring. So the N I would choose is networking, net weaving. Networking is based upon the premise, what can you do for me? Net weaving on the supposition, what can I do for you? When you find people in your social circle, in your network, in your life, and in your business that are both networkers and net weavers, it is transformative. You're a natural networker, net weaver. Darcy McConvey is a natural networker, net weaver. Dean Harder's a natural networker, net weaver. You only need a small number of people who both network and net weave to create a revolution in your business. They will evangelize on your behalf, and you will attract more clients than you can reasonably manage.
Norm, as always, an amazing show. Wow, this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business. I want to remind the listeners that if you're subscribed to our YouTube channel, you will be automatically notified every time we post and we upload a great episode that was recorded here on 710 WR and the iHeart Network. On YouTube, you can find us easily, 710 WOR, Mind Your Business. And this wraps up a great edition of Mind Your Business, featuring business and marketing strategies right here on 710 WOR and the iHeart Network. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeart Radio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
If you're installing hardwood or SPC or WPC vinyl flooring, do it with the highest quality products. PC Hardwood Floors, the hardwood flooring leader, has been supplying flooring professionals with the highest quality flooring materials for over 40 years. The knowledgeable team at PC Hardwood Floors will ensure that your materials will arrive at your job site by our own fleet trucks, hassle-free. With 7 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and next-day delivery, PC Hardwood Floors is the tri-state area's preferred full-service hardwood flooring distributor. Call 866-369-3232 to find out how PC Hardwood Floors can help you find the right hardwood products and finishing supplies for all your flooring projects. For a free consultation, call 866-369-3232. That's 866-369-3232. Or visit us at pchardwoodfloors.com. That's pchardwoodfloors.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.